Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. Thank you so much for opening up this email. I want to thank you for your faithfulness and your commitment to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for being a friend to this ministry. I am not going to rest. I'm going to continue to fight. I pray right now that the hands of the thief be cut off, that every Haman that will seek to destroy your destiny, that every Herod that will seek to destroy your destiny and your calling, that they be destroyed. That every Judas, every betrayer, every deceiver, every thief, every liar, every lying word, the spirit of confusion, that every warlock be consumed by the fire of God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree it and I declare it. I speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west, that every principality that has been assigned to your life, that they will fall under the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Any person used by the devil, may their arrows be sent back to them. Let every word that has been sent by the devil to alter your blessings, to attack your family, to hinder your purpose and your calling, let it be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I want you to click on the link and get your seed in the ground. You may say, well, I've done it once, then do it again. I must take you into a very special time of prayer. Many of you, your prophetic word is already on its way to you, with powerful instructions. How do we know when someone is for us and someone is against us? Well, I've already given you four, and there's four more that I have to give you. How do we identify a spiritual thief? God has given me eight ways to identify that. Number one, someone who is speaking and they look to the left upward, they're creating a lie. How do I know if they're a lie, if they're telling the truth? Look at their eyes, because their eyes are the windows of the soul. If their eyes are looking up to the left, they're creating a lie. That's how you know if someone is lying to you. Number two, someone who constantly discusses your past failure and your mistakes. Who's discussing your mistakes? Who's discussing your past sins? How do I know that I have a spiritual thief in my life? Someone that feeds your past and starves your future. They're feeding your history, but not your future. Number three, someone who discredits your accomplishments in life. Nothing is ever good enough, no matter how hard you tried. They make you feel like you need them. Number four, someone who appears in your life as a distractor only to break your focus. Why? Because broken focus is the plan of the enemy. If I can break your focus, I can cause derailment. And if I can cause a derailment, I can cause disappointments. Why? Because derailments produce disappointments. And disappointments produce delays. And delays produce deception. These are the tactics of the enemy. I want you to join me today at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as I'm going to be doing a very powerful teaching on how to destroy the works of the strong man and the strongholds that he's tried to place upon your life. I will be giving you very strategic keys on what you need to begin to do. Now, step one, I want you to click on the link. We're about step two. You've already doing step one, beloved. Step two, I want you to get your seed in the ground. Do the greater the seed, the greater the harvest. Do it for a loved one. Do it for a child. Then you're going to join me on the call at 12 noon today. But between the two and three, I want you to get a blank piece of paper and get a pen and write down everything that has been stolen from you, everything that has been taken from you, and put it on a piece of paper. And you're going to join me on the call and I will be giving you instructions on what to do. We're going to bind it. We're going to stop it. And you're going to be able to retrieve what belongs to you. And I will be giving you some instructions. Number one, get your pen and your paper. Get some salt. Number three. And then number four, get some grape juice. And we're going to bless it. And we're going to take you into some instructions that is going to bless you. I am fighting for your miracles. And we're going to go into our time of prayer and take you into the heavens. Your blessings are held up in the third heaven, in the second heavens. The enemy dwells in that realm. That's where Daniel's blessings and his answers was held up until an angel came and fought and took back what belonged to Daniel. You're going to get a pen, paper, salt, and grape juice. And we're going to do some very powerful, hear me, very powerful prophetic instructions that shall be weapons that you will use to defeat the enemy. Now click on the link and get your seed in the ground. God bless you, beloved. Peace and many, many blessings.